Right now, I'm on the phone with award-winning Ojibwe filmmaker and director Victoria Anderson Gardner from Eagle Lake First Nation. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good today.
Thanks for joining us again. And in chatting with you this past week, you've called it a whirlwind. You've been chosen as a prize winner. If you want to talk about why we're here today talking about this.
Yeah, so it was released that I won the Glenn Gould Protégé Prize from the City of Toronto, which is, I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. It's like a really prestigious prize that was gifted to me from Alanis Obomsawin, who is like one of my idol filmmakers. So to get that award given to me from her, it's just, that in itself, the fact that she even knows who I am still trying to wrap my head around that.
Yeah, how does it feel to win an award of this prestigious standing? What does winning something like this mean to you as a filmmaker and a director from Eagle Lake?
It's honestly, it's such an honor, and I feel like I'm getting recognition that I didn't think that would be possible, if that makes sense, just because I'm from such a small place, I wasn't sure how far my film career would actually go. But I also just, like, there's a lot of people that I realize that I have to thank for, like, the support for getting me to this place. And, like, one of those people is my friend Daniel Rohr. He, honestly, I don't think I would be at this place without him. He definitely has helped guide me through here. But then also, like, on top of just, like, everyone who I want to thank is, it's just, like, an honor, and I feel, like, proud for, like, my family, if that makes sense. And I'm just really happy to be able to have this sort of thing to carry with me for the rest of my life.
Yes, and the prize comes with $15,000. If you could tell us more about how you found out, when, what were you doing? What was that like?
yeah, there's a story with that. When I found out, I actually found out back in October, so I've known for a while, but I haven't been able to release anything publicly. But when I found out, I was actually driving to the dump with my roommate, and I just remember looking down at my phone and seeing her name pop up on my screen, and I was like, no way. I was like, this can't be real. I thought it was like a prank, but like I picked up right away. Even though I was driving, you shouldn't drive and talk on the phone, I learned that day. So I answered the phone, and it was Alanis, and she was telling me that I won. And I was just trying to process that information, and, like, everything kind of went, like, all quiet around me, it seemed like, and I was, like, kind of just zoned out while I was driving. And then all of a sudden I looked to, like, my left, and there's, like, a police car beside me driving with their lights on, and, like, the policeman is, like, trying to, like, wave me down. And I'm like, oh, no. And I was, like, to Alanis, so I was like, I have to go right now. Thank you so much, though. And I was just, like, I was so, just, like, flustered. And so I pulled over, and, like, the police officer came, and, like, he was like, I was following you for, like, 500 meters, and you didn't even notice. You're talking away on the phone. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Because it was my first time ever being pulled over by the cops, too. And so I told him why I was on the phone, though. And he, like, thankfully let me off. And I was like, oh, thank goodness, because I was so scared of getting my first ticket at the exact same moment that I got the award. But thankfully, the universe was in my favor that day.
That's awesome. You're going to remember that day forever, for sure.
Oh, and yeah.
On the way to the dump, of all places.
I know.
Okay, and if you could talk more about the story, the film that you directed that helped got you this award.
So one of the films that Eleni said she watched was Becoming Nakusek. You can watch it on CBC Gem, or it's on YouTube under the CBC Short Doc. But what surrounds the story is it's a profile of this one person named Nakusek, and how she was taken during the 60s scoop. And she was taken through Jewish Family Services to a family in Montreal. And it just profiles the hardships that she experienced not knowing her Indigenous identity until she got older. And then through, like, the unconditional love of her bubby, like, her adopted grandmother, she was able to find her real family eventually and discover her Indigenous identity. And she is now the executive director for the Native Women's Shelter in Montreal, which is amazing. And she's just, like, really just paving a path for, like, the next generations to come.
That's awesome. What was it like to meet her and tell her story?
She has, like, a very powerful presence. Like, she just has such a presence in a room. And it was just so amazing to meet her. Honestly, she really reminded me of my own mom in like a lot of ways, just because my mom was also part of the 60 Scoop. So I felt like I almost knew her in a sense as well on like a deeper level. But I was just really honored that she was so open and vulnerable with us, like with the story, because it's such a hard topic to talk about with like anyone, let alone like speaking on camera mm-hmm. with like a crew around. So I'm just like really, really grateful that she was so willing to share her story.
Mm-hmm. And now you're living and working in Thunder Bay. Anything you hope to do next as a filmmaker?
Well, so Thunder Bay, I'm calling it like my pitch spot for like while COVID is calming down. I eventually do plan on going back to Toronto in like the next year or two, COVID dependent. But right now what I'm currently working on is my first feature film, which we just got approved for development funding. So things are rolling for that. It's called Tanaya, and it's based around a 12th grader named Tanaya who is like really proud and in touch with her Black identity. But then through like the passing of an estranged grandmother, she finds out she's also part Indigenous. And so it's really like following her on this journey to discover like this mixed identity and how to balance walking like a world with two very intersecting identities that are like both different but very similar in many ways. So that's something that I'm really excited and I hope everyone looks out for.
Can't wait. Okay, congratulations again, Victoria. Anything else to add before we let you go?
If anyone wants to follow me on social media, all of my handles are at Go4Victoria. And that's usually where I'll post about like all the different films and things that I'm up to.
Good to hear. Victoria Anderson Gardner, award-winning Ojibwe filmmaker from Eagle Lake, the latest winner of the Glenn Gould Prodigy Prize.